Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. All right, welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. Welcome to the March Shooting the Manure episode, where we discuss, well, whatever we want, and basically make plans for March. Completely unedited. You guys get to hear what we used to do at the end of every month, but just without hidden record. So, JD, what's going on, man?
Just in general?
Yeah,
is that
sure.
Just a general what's going on that you're throwing out to me?
Well, we are shooting the manure, so it could be more general.
All right, yeah, I like the general. You're going to hear some unedited dog noise in the background in this episode. Dog sitting this weekend. For some friends who are going to Cancun. So we got Cancun. We got three black lab dogs running around on the wood floor, so it might get a little loud.
Yeah, we'll power through it. No big deal.
I'll try to stay on mute when not talking.
So, yeah, we are kind of talking a little bit before we hit record, and yeah, it seems like you have become the official dog watcher of all your friends, which is great to know because, you know, I've got a big trip coming up in June.
Oh yeah, where are you going?
We are actually going to Montana with my wife's entire family.
Brokeback Mountain, huh? Nice.
I hadn't put those two together, but yeah, apparently so. Well, or wear two pairs of jeans.
One front side, the other back side, backwards.
Assless chaps, just in case.
Your words, not mine.
You never know.
I've never been to Montana. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I haven't either. Actually, my late uncle lived there, and we had always talked about going to visit him, and just it never happened, and now we have this trip planned, so... And I think my aunt is still out there, which I, you know, used to see her every couple of years and haven't seen her in like the last 10 years now. So it'd be kind of cool to get some time away, recharge the batteries, and take a look at what the other part of America lives like. Because Montana is pretty slim on the population side.
Are you guys doing city? Are you doing some mountain ranch?
Yeah, we're doing the mountains, the whole scenery thing. I think we talked about like renting, you know, kayaks and stuff like that, getting on some water. We'll see. I'm not a fan of like going out and drowning on my vacation, so you know, we're not going to get too crazy with it.
It's always good to not die while on vacation.
That is the goal.
I think that's my next tattoo. Don't die on vacation.
Hey, speaking of vacation spots, did you hear that Indiana Beach is closing up shop?
I did. I did get the bad news.
Did you guys ever go to Indiana Beach?
I have been to Indiana Beach. I remember the commercials with the little bird. Indiana Beach.
So me being the optimist I always am, like everybody was like, man, I'm so sad. I'm like, relax. Somebody's going to come in and buy it. And then one of my friends was like, no, dude, they're taking all the rides to Florida. I'm like, oh, this is real. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's the real deal. And it's sad. We have Santa's Village, which was like an Indiana Beach, just like a little amusement park outside of Chicago that like scrapped, but then came back as like an amusement park. So they just have like a zoo there now or some shit. But when Kittyland got destroyed, I took that day pretty hard. There's a Costco there now.
God, I love Costco though. Shout out to Big Ben. Big Ben works at Costco in California. Man, I bet he knows how to make a solid slice of pizza for $1.50. Oh, man, that food. They have good food there. I'm not going to lie. I will go there for lunch and spend less than $4.
Yeah, but don't you have to pay cash?
No, you don't. They take debit.
Did they? The one by us used to only take cash at the cafe, so we never would eat there. Because who the hell carries cash?
Right, exactly. They used to not take credit card either. Now they take credit card, debit, everything.
Well, la-dee, flippin' da.
It's like somebody started working there and was like, what are we doing here? Are we potentially losing money for no reason? And then they just fixed it. So, but yeah, I mean, the only good thing about the fact that Indiana Beach is now closed is, one, it can't electrocute any more kids to death. So that's a positive. But we also still have Holiday World, which is an Indiana amusement park. So we still have one. And I have not been to Holiday World, and now it seems like that's going to be the location to go.
It's going to attract all the children.
It's like just say it. Hillbillies.
I can't. There's no editing. I can't say it.
It's going to attract all the hillbillies. Yes, we will be going there.
That's okay. Not the way I was. Okay.
You were going somewhere else. Yeah, I know okay. What you're doing. You rat bastard. Okay.
You know. They prefer to be called Sons of the Soil.
I forgot to ask you. I know you guys are going. Are you guys doing Universal?
No, we're doing only Disney. We're staying on the property, but at one of the more affordable hotels. And yep. We're just doing a park a day.
Park a day. Yeah, smart move. Okay. You guys should have done Universal, though.
You know, you were about to talk some shit.
No, I just said somebody dropped the ball. You gotta do Universal.
It's a Disney trip. You don't gotta do Universal if you're gonna be at Disney for 4 or 5 days. I mean,
well, I'm sorry. Are you 10 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
No, some of the people that we're going with are like way jacked up about it. Our one buddy whom you met at the Halloween party. Actually, yeah, you met both of the guys that are going. And he's just so jacked up about Disney. I think he goes like every year or so.
Can I just say I didn't care for either one of those guys? But I mean, yeah, I'm happy for you.
I don't think you cared for very many people there at all.
I didn't like a one of them. Not a one.
You didn't mind Eric, though.
No, I'm kidding. I liked them all. They're good guys.
Oh, no. No, I know that.
I look forward to next year's party, and especially the punch. If that comes back, I will be in attendance.
Okay. We'll have to write in your reservation now. Kyle RSVP'd in February.
Right. With a stipulation.
Punch or no Kyle.
I like it.
If the punch comes on the side, I send it back.
Okay, cool, man. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about a few projects that have recently come to light, man. Shit has come to light in the last week or two. And one of them I'm really excited to talk about. Rick Moranis is officially out of retirement. He has signed on for the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot. I want to read the show description and get some of your feedback on this, because Rick Moranis is somebody that we've talked a lot about on the podcast. We pushed for him to win poll topics, and then we just went ahead and did an episode anyway. But here it is. So, aware that the family ties have loosened over time, but seemingly afraid to confront anyone directly, he has been tinkering alone in the attic for decades, dealing with the grief of losing his wife. Wow. When we first meet him, he has accidentally shrunk himself and is flying around on a shrunken drone, seemingly lost in a continuous of tinkering and experimenting that often puts himself and his family in jeopardy. He later reveals he shut himself away to try and invent a solution to help shrink Diane's cancer, but found it hard to cope when he ran out of time. His guilt and shame is palpable, Through the crisis of his kids getting shrunk, the truth emerges and the bonds begin to redevelop between him and his kids. Shrunk will reportedly shoot in early 2020 with an eye towards a theatrical release likely in 2021, but there's no official set date. And the film will co-star Josh Gad, who I actually like quite a bit. So what do you think about the return of Moranis and the, I assume, working title, Shrunk?
We're in a precarious time when it comes for these like reboots and rehashes as they're coming out. But this is the first one that I'm like really kind of excited about. And I think it primarily has to do with Rick Moranis making a comeback. That story sounds pretty fantastic. It sounds like a good mixture of his real personal life and the plot to Ant-Man.
I like that comparison. Yeah, one of the things that I had talked about with one of my buddies was, you know, he was like, man, I don't understand why he would sign on for this and not Ghostbusters. And I want to get your feedback on this as well. And my theory was Ghostbusters was never his baby. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was. I mean, they made three of them. They had the ride at Disney. Like, that was his vehicle and probably what paid for his kids' college education. And the fact that they kind of tailored this around him, like clearly he's going to be the star of this movie and he'll have a solid co-star, where in Ghostbusters, it would have been like, hey, let's throw Rick a bone and maybe he pops up here and he's got a funny line and he's in the movie for like 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree exactly with what you're saying, because in Ghostbusters, it's like you're saying, it's not about him. He's just a part of the story, and he fulfilled his part of the story, and I don't think there's any reason to logically bring his character back, although I would love to see him.
Right.
But this seems like it's a much deeper, much more organic story that's going to push a narrative that makes sense, I hope. I'm just speculating right now, but yeah. It seems like it's an actual story that takes in account for the previous films and builds off of them, and actually it sounds like it's going to be a pretty character-driven piece in a lot of regards.
And I listened to an interview he did a while back, probably about 5-6 years ago. He was on a podcast called The Nerdist, and he had said that he would come out of retirement for the right picture, but it wasn't going to be for him to do a cameo. Like, he's like, if I'm going to get out of bed, if I'm going to dust this old skill of mine off, it's not going to be to come on screen for 2 minutes and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would he? Clearly doesn't need the money. Because whatever he made off of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids probably pales in comparison to what they paid him to do freaking Fred Flintstone, the Flintstone movie. Like, you know that movie made some money.
Oh, boy. Nobody talks of... When are we going to do the Flintstone movie?
Anytime, man. I'm up for the Flintstone movie. John Goodman, Rick Moranis, you kidding me?
So you know, the point of this episode is to discuss what we're going to discuss in March, and I'm kind of hearing you suggest that we do the Flintstones movie.
Okay, Flintstones is an idea. We can definitely put that on the board.
I'm noticing a little hesitation in your voice now. Did I catch you in a corner? Yeah, that's what I thought. You can't pull one over on me. You don't want to do it, you son of a bitch. You didn't want to do the Super Mario's movie either.
Yeah, you did. I did kick and scream for Super Mario Brothers a little bit. But you know, here's what I'll tell you. I'm on board to do whatever we decide to do. But my idea for next month was going to be more baseball related. And I thought it'd be fun to jump in like Rookie of the Year or do Major League 2. Because baseball's starting up.
But yeah, we'll get to that when the time comes. I just was testing the waters about your little Viva Rock Vegas.
Okay. So yeah, Rick Moranis is back. I think we're both on board with the story. We like it. Let's talk about the other piece of news here. We got our first look at Emilio Estevez on set as Coach Bombay. Did you see those pictures floating around?
I saw thumbnails of the pictures. I didn't go ahead and do the full click because I was reading a little bit about the show, and some of what I've been reading kind of made me a little upset.
Okay.
But, you know, it's Emilio. So that's it's fantastic to have him come back. And, I mean, look at him. Look how happy he is.
He honestly, he could not have looked more happy in that photo they took of him with the skates on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read too much into it yet, other than I know that the co-star of the show is Lauren Graham, who was in Gilmore Girls, Parenthood, Bad Santa. I actually really like her. And then they appear to have a pretty young cast. I noticed a couple of chubby kids in there. So that gives me great joy in knowing that we're going to see some fatties on film again. And it's not your prototypical, like, little Hollywood twerps that we get with a lot of these Disney projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea that it's a 10-episode original series because I've really enjoyed the Cobra Kai series. And I think they did that the right way. And this feels like they're taking a page from that. And here's what Gordon Bombay had to say. So he put out a statement, and it said, "Once a duck, always a duck. After 25 years, I'm delighted to lace up my skates, put on Coach Bombay's jacket, and return to play the iconic character for this new chapter in the Mighty Ducks franchise. Likewise, I am also thrilled to return to my old stomping grounds with my friends at Disney and Stephen Brill, the creator of the franchise, to join them on their exciting new platform, Disney Plus." So not a lot given away there. I love the fact that Stephen Brill is involved. He's done a lot of things that we've talked about on this show before. I believe he actually directed Heavyweights, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look that up, but I know for sure he directed the Mighty Ducks movies.
Mm-hmm. Mighty Ducks. There you go. That was some knowledge you dropped. Yeah, Stephen Brill did direct Heavyweights.
Yeah.
He also did the screenplay with Apatow.
Yep. Yeah, he directed that and then also directed... Gosh, what else is he? He's done quite a few that I liked. Without a Paddle, which I love. Mr. Deeds, Little Nicky. A couple Adam Sandler movies that he's done over the years. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm all in on this Mighty Ducks reboot. I hope that they bring back at least... I know this is going to hurt a little bit, JD. Brace yourself.
Damn it.
I hope that they bring back Joshua Jackson as Charlie. And I would hope for at least Averman. I would hope for Banksy to make a return as well. And probably Fulton. I think those are four guys that have to be involved. I would say Goldberg, but we kind of know he's in rough shape right now. Hoping he can get things under control and get some help. He
needs the money more than anybody, though.
Yeah, but
roll
he's...
a bone.
Yeah, he's not well, though.
He could play himself on the show where he's grown up to be a meth head that robs garages.
Ah, that bums. Let's not pick on Goldberg. Come on.
Hey, that's probably some of the nicer commentary that's been said about him.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched. Did you see the video circulate of him going into a convenience store?
Mm.
He's about 95 pounds, has no teeth, and walks with a hunchback.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, he's in rough, rough shape.
I joke and I kid, but it's a suck of it that he's gone through. And yes, he's made some poor choices, but you get into like a vicious cycle and, you know, don't fuck around with that stuff.
Yep.
Don't put junk in your junk.
I think Lawrence Taylor said it best in Little Giants. Don't smoke crack. I could be wrong. Might be a different movie, but pretty sure it was LT.
You can't go back on it now.
Nope, sure can't. Sure can't, man. All right, well, you know, let's get into our plans for March. So obviously we have this episode coming up. We're going to do our March trailers. We've talked about how excited I am to get into the Ben Affleck movie, which may or may not be just a remake of Coach Carter, but with Ben Affleck instead of Samuel L., which we'll debate and actually compare the synopsis between the two. But let's get into it. So we talked about Flintstones. We talked about a potential baseball movie. Anything else we want to throw out there?
Oh, I don't know. I've been on an action movie kick lately.
Okay.
So recently went back and watched like Blade Runner and The Fugitive, and I'm going to throw Die Hard on any day now. Just random. Roadhouse was a movie that we watched recently. So I don't know, something up that alley. If we don't, I love the baseball route, but I've been stuck on these just classic, like, come on, Roadhouse.
Roadhouse is solid.
It makes me want to grow my hair long again because Chris Elliott's just fantastic. Chris Elliott. Oh my gosh. Sam Elliott. Not Chris Elliott, who's also fantastic.
Sam Elliott's a beast of an actor.
Yeah. Would you touch his mustache if you got to meet him?
I'd probably finger his mustache, yeah. Whoa, that came out weird.
You can't edit it.
No.
Uncensored.
No, I would like to tickle that mustache, though.
Or would you rather it tickle you?
Who wants a mustache ride?
Yep, this sort of teed you up for that one.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so you're thinking something action. Since you're on the action kick, I'll throw this out there. T2.
Ooh. The best of the T's, if I have my druthers.
Yeah. We did the first movie. It was a big hit. It's been 2 years since we've done Terminator.
Jeez, has it been that long?
Yeah, I believe that was episode... Shoot, that's got to be in the top first 15 episodes that we ever did.
Terminator. Then we can get into Arnold impressions.
We can get into a lot of things. We can get into some Edward Furlong that might lead us down a little Detroit Rock City path. We can talk more about Linda Hamilton. We can talk about Robert Patrick. Gosh, and it's very 90s. They even spend a little time in an arcade.
Yeah, thank goodness. Dirt bikes and punks and all sorts of goodness.
Yeah, here you go. Terminator in our archives was put out on March 21st, 2018. It has been a minute. So if we did it this month, it would be almost exactly 2 years later that we're doing the follow-up.
I'm just saying that could be a good one. If we decide to go the action route, I wonder how much... I wish we need to have a session. Excuse me. I got the old hiccups. We need to have a section or a session of this where we have a crowd call-in portion where we take live calls from our listeners and we put them on the spot and let them engage in the conversation with us.
That actually would be kind of funny. I wish there's a way, I don't think it works with Skype, where I can just like call somebody on my iPhone and just completely surprise them. Like Pat just picks up. He's like, hey, what up, dude? I'm like, hey, we're live on the podcast. We need your opinion.
Yeah, no, let's, we need to do more of those on the spot live episodes, like the Halloween episode for sure. And that's a good opportunity to sort of just break out the phone and just put it on speaker and put it next to the mic and get people on the spot, a little gotcha moment.
I'm half tempted to do it right now.
I wonder what would happen. Who would you call? Would Pat be the one that you'd call?
I mean, I've got Pat's number. I have all those guys' number. I've got Dave's. I've got Wesley. I've got Brian. I've got all their numbers.
Well, congratulations. Or are you trying to rub it in that you've got people's phone numbers and I don't?
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I was like, name drop much? I have Clint Howard's phone number, so just eat it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You know.
I don't know that this will mean anything, but if we're talking about you know, semi-famous people's numbers. If you're a Cubs fan, I do have Kyle Farnsworth. I have his number. I'm working with his son on the recruiting thing.
Oh, nice. That's badass, dude.
Yeah, you have no idea who that is, do you?
No, I remember. He was a pitcher, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, threw about 100 miles an hour. Yeah, every once in a while I'll get a text. And he's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, hey, I got something for my son. I'm like, hi, Kyle Farnsworth. Like, he's like, you don't have to say my whole name every time.
Like, oh, that's funny. No, yeah, I definitely remember that guy. He was no Hideo Nomo, but.
Could you imagine? How do you think a call would go with Hideo Nomo?
Nope, I'm not letting you bait me into that. Nice try, though.
God almighty, I'm joking. That was good. That was real good. Okay. Yeah. Did not take the bait on that one. Okay, man. Well, let's narrow things down. Let's go.
I wanted to so badly, though, but can okay, you just if you add anything, just insert the clip from Demolition Man when Wesley Snipes sees the Chinese tourists.
Nope. Don't go there.
That's not us. That's him.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think we should talk a little bit about what we're going to do.
Okay, let's.
We've got to narrow it down. We've got baseball. We've got action sci-fi. We've got Flintstones. I'm going to veto Flintstones for now.
Dude, it was nothing your idea.
Nothing against Flintstones. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a movie I enjoy, but I don't want to do movies that I know we're going to bash. And that movie's not going to age well. I know that for a fact.
Oh, that was a sensual little moment.
Rookie of the Year, Major League 2, maybe Field of Dreams.
Yeah, pass on Field of Dreams.
Yeah, veto Field of Dreams.
It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it the one time that I watched it. But if we have an option to do something a little bit better and a little bit more exciting, then I vote Thomas Ian Nichols any day of the week over Kevin Costner.
Okay.
I hear you. Saying something because, you know, the movie Waterworld exists.
That is true. Okay.
That is a good suggestion. We could do Waterworld.
Ooh.
You came up with another great idea, Kyle.
That feels like your idea, but I'll take it. Okay. I have now narrowed it down. Decision-making time. Waterworld, T2, or Rookie of the Year. First thing that pops in your head, go.
Flintstones.
God damn you. Second thing that pops in your head, go. Pick those three.
All right, hold on. Let's do a little concentrated research here. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the movies a little bit. Let's can the comedy, okay, you jackass.
All right, we'll can it.
Okay, Rookie of the Year, 1993, directed by Daniel Stern. It's a 20th Century Studios production. It's got Thomas Ian Nichols in it. It's got Daniel Stern's in it. Gary Busey's in it.
That is also a very quotable movie. You've got the coach calling him Rosenbagger, Rosenfaller. You've got the Rocket, crazy Gary Busey. You've got Daniel Stern just at his best. He's like, I love one of my favorite scenes of the movie is when he's explaining his hot ice. He's like, hot ice. He's like, he puts it in the microwave. Oh my gosh. And then the other one where he takes they're in a club and he's like, I'm going to show you how to really party. And they walk up to just two really good looking women. And he's like, excuse me, ladies. And they're like, oh, these guys want to talk. He's like, no, excuse me. They're covering the pinball machine. Yeah. Okay. So that one's definitely on the board. T2, we've talked about. Now, if we do, okay, let's back up for a second. So if we go Rookie of the Year, potential top five lists that go along with that, we could have top five baseball movies. That would be a fun one. I believe Rookie of the Year came out in 1994. 93. So top songs of 1993. That could be another fun one.
I would rather do that than the year that T2 came out.
Okay. Very true. Now, with T2, we would have top five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Okay.
The music would be great. We could also skip music for that month, and we could do top five sequels. Top five sequels that are better than the original.
Huh, now that's an interesting one. I feel like we've done... Have we done a top five sequels?
We might have, but not top five sequels that are better than the original.
Exactly. That's why I like you, Kyle. That's a good one.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, every once in a while. Pull one out of the old ass.
Hello.
Okay. And then Waterworld. So... Waterworld, we could do top five biggest bombs, box office bombs. We could do top five Costner movies. There's a lot to talk about. It's a fairly long movie.
You know, but yeah, it is. For 1995, being 2 hours and 50-some minutes is kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I know you're very fond of it. It had a good set of action figures that came out with it. So there was a lot of good collectibles
sure.
to go along with it. And, you know, maybe this movie is always regarded as one of the biggest box office bombs, but that's not accurate. It made its money back.
Well, it made it back in worldwide gross. I don't know how much of that gets spent on like marketing, but yeah, their budget was 175. They grossed 88 domestically.
Okay, but they finished off with like two and a half.
Yeah, 260.
So I'm just saying, like, maybe there's something that's maybe its biggest bombs. Maybe it's movies that you thought were a disaster that actually weren't. Because you can take a movie like, like Human Centipede. I bet most people think Human Centipede bombed.
Here's a hot take for you. I think the Waterworld ride at Universal is better than the T2 3D.
Hey, that's another great top five. Top five movie rides.
Oh, you know what number one is, though.
For you?
That's
a great ride.
Can't believe they tore it down and replaced it with either Men in Black or The Simpsons. I can't remember which one took its place. It's a real bummer. They're both shit rides. I rode them both.
I went to Universal once when I was... 13. That was the only family vacation that my family ever took. Crickets.
Captain Bummer. God.
It was funny because we went on the, it was the Jaws ride. No, the King Kong ride.
Yeah.
And my little brother, Jesse, who had to have been 5 or 6 at the time, was crying his eyes out on the ride. It was hilarious. I was laughing so hard, and he's just bawling his eyes out, and he's scared as can be. I'm like, you little punk, you would be scared. And he's like 5 years old, and he's like, I can barely even talk.
Yeah, and then Jaws came out of the water, and you scream like a girl, and then tried to play it off like you weren't scared.
No.
Come on.
No, we've never gone to a haunted house together, have we?
Oh, are you one of those guys that just walks through like nothing bothers you?
No. So I'm a different kind of guy. I slink into the shadows and I try to scare the performers.
That is so you, though. Yeah, that definitely adds up.
And I'm you know, if I get spooked, I'll get spooked and I'll congratulate them. That was a good spook. Congratulations. But for the most part, like, I'm waiting around in the corner, and I always get lost for my group, like, right away. And I'll just be like, okay, there's going to be somebody here, and I'll jump around the corner and scream, like, ah! You know, it gets a laugh, like, 60% of the time.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Well?
I'm torn, dude. I'm at a crossroads, because the more that we talk about the supporting list that would go with either Waterworld... I am super excited. my gut instinct says that rookie of the year should be the one, because it is baseball season, because it is the Chicago Cubs, because it is Thomas Ian Nichols, and it's 1993. I mean, I feel like that's going to be the way to go. That's my thought.
But we could also do rookie of the year right at the end of September and do that leading up to the playoffs. Doesn't have to be now. It could be in the summer. I mean, baseball is a summer sport.
You know, you bring up a good point. You know, that you're very articulate when in your speaking of saying words and coming up with phrases. So I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that. Also, I'm just going to throw this out there, too. We have not talked about Thomas Ian Nicholas since our American Pie episode. Now, American Pie came out just a couple months, I think, after T2. It might have been right. Gosh, it might be right at the same time. Either way, it's been a good 2 years for Thomas Ian Nicholas, too. Can the man get some love, for the love of God?
Hey, I mean, is that the way you're going? I don't think we've done a Gary Busey movie.
We haven't yet. We talked about Silver Bullet, but we never got there.
Hmm. The dad in Rookie of the Year is a fantastic villain.
Oh, he's the worst. Yeah,
he's so good. And the part where he puts the cigar in his mouth and they go, "Cha-ching, Jack."
I brought him Reebok. He's half mine. Boom, sticks him. Nice shot, Mom. Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. God dang it, I want to do Rookie of the Year now. But then I could totally change my tune. This is a real tough one. I think we should flip for it. I think it deserves a flip.
Well, I'm sorry. You say that like one of us is holding a coin and the other one can see what the one person's doing, and like maybe we're in the same room. I'm so confused to what you're doing right now.
Okay. Flip
what?
Literally holding a coin in my hand. It's a nickel. So in God we trust, it's an 07 nickel. Flip. Okay. Heads or tails for T2 or Waterworld, and then we'll flip against Rookie of the Year.
Oh, tournament style.
In the air.
Go, no, first of all, go ahead.
God dang it.
You flipped it already.
Come on.
Fuck.
All right. Go what you say what you're gonna say. Then
I was gonna say take a picture, or let's get a story on Instagram about the coin flip or something like that. Let's be interactive here.
All right, here we go. I will start my story now. I'm gonna have to move my mic back a little bit though. All right. So if you want to see the actual coin flip, you go ahead and you head over to our Instagram right now. And this bad boy will be in the stories for the next 24 hours, but it won't matter because by the time you listen to this, it will be weeks later. So I'm going to change from my story to, it will be a video that I post the week we post the episode. How about that?
There we go.
Okay, here we go. So here's the coin. I have got the heads part sticking up. The audience cannot hear JD. JD called in the air. Now.
Heads.
It is tails. We did not designate what movie was which. God damn it.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Heads is T2. Tails is Waterworld. And I am recording, so heads is T2, tails is going to be Waterworld. JD called in the air.
Tails.
It is, in fact, heads. Okay. T2 moves on to the next round. So we're going to do T2 versus Rookie of the Year. We will stick with T2 as heads because I don't like a jinx. And JD called in the air.
You know, I gotta say, I'm pulling for tails.
It is heads.
We're doing T2. Okay.
It is heads. We are doing T2. So let's go ahead and let's figure out the other episodes to go along with it. So, okay. We got to do top five Arnolds. That's a no-brainer.
Yes, it is. It is literally a no-brainer. No brain is necessary.
Top five Arnolds. I feel like Angry Dad would be a good guess for that top five.
Ooh, I like that. We haven't.
I gotta think he likes some Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he likes him some Bloodsport.
That is true. In our archives.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Let's do top. I really like the idea I had earlier of top five sequels that are better than the original.
That's going to be hard, but I think we should do it.
I can think of three right now off the top of my head.
Flintstones, Viva Rock Vegas.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Home Alone 3. Mm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
God damn it.
Stop. Godfather 3. No, that's a good one. I like that. That's fun. That'll be a little bit more...
Yeah,
a little bit more uppity.
Okay, so our retro episode will be Terminator. Since it's been 2 years, it's no longer downloadable on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll put that up as our retro episode for the month. We will do top five Arnolds, top five sequels better than the original, the teaser trailer for Terminator, and the full episode. We've got our month, man.
We've got our month.
This was a solid episode, I think. So thank you guys for listening. Again, check us out on Twitter, Instagram. We're at Back in Time Pod. JD is available to house sit any dogs. You can hear them in the background now. You can hit him up at 1-800-SPANK-ME. And then I'm at KAutry29. JD is at Unjust Justin. And we are out of time. Time to hop back into the DeLorean. And we will cruise on to the next episode, which will be the trailers for March. So we'll talk to you guys in a couple days. See ya.
Goodbye, everybody, and have a delicious night.